This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A new survey shows Proposition 36, which seeks to toughen the penalties for certain crimes like retail theft, has overwhelming support from voters in the state. The poll by the Public Policy Institute of California found that 71% of those surveyed plan to vote for the measure. The support comes from people from both political parties, and even the Bay Area, which has the closest margin in the state, has 64% in favor of that measure, with only 32% opposed. All right, Phil, Governor Gavin Newsom, as you know, has come out strongly against this measure. Why do you think this measure has so much support?
It's just a fact of life. I mean, it's what people see and what they feel. You know, it's kind of interesting. You haven't seen an ad for it. There hasn't been a campaign. They just put this out there. The District Attorneys Association in California, backed by Target and Walmart and the retailers and small business groups, even Mayor London Breed and Matt Mahan down in San Jose, have said this time it's time to toughen up the laws for shoplifting and also for drug possession like fentanyl. The governor doesn't think so. He says it's a step backward. It's going to lead to more people being in jail, and it's going to lead to a war on drugs redo. But right now, the public, as it looks around and sees this theft and sees the drug problem, says what we got now isn't working and it's time to make a change.
This is overwhelming support for Prop 36. Does it surprise you?
It does. It does, because when Prop 47 passed, which was what led to this, that's where we readjusted the felony threshold for theft at $950. If you got under that, basically you got a ticket. And it also decriminalized, or, you know, really put de-emphasized drug possession for things like fentanyl and sale of fentanyl. That passed. And, you know, when people started saying, you know, what's going on here? Why are people allowed to steal this and that? I would have to tell them for years. I'd say it's because we voted for it. You know, we did this. And now people realize that. And yes, I mean, I can't recall the last measure I've seen that had this type of support, again, without some huge campaign. And this is word of mouth pretty much right now. We'll see a campaign, but it's pretty stunning. Big turn for California.
If this passes, does the state have a plan to improve health care behind prison walls, which is what got us into this place in the first place?
That's a very good point. One of the things that, while it was sold as like a fairness and social justice initiative, one of the big reasons why it was pushed so hard by then Governor Jerry Brown and others was that California was under court order to fix up the health system in California's prisons, which is an extremely expensive, hundreds of millions of dollars. They could ill afford it. So they said that we can reduce the population in jails. The short answer is I don't know of any plan to make it different, okay? I haven't heard of anything. Right now, it's as if the state is in denial that this is going to pass. We'll see what happens. There is a caveat on it that says, yes, this could wind up costing more money for health care and other things as more people get locked up. The flip side of that from the district attorneys and the retailers is, okay, it costs a lot to keep a thief like this behind bars, but how much does it cost us if they're out there stealing?
Good point. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, he's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.